Well, hello there, everybody. There's been a lot going on recently, and I'm going to share with you a little bit of updates and a personal, how should I say it, insights to what this whole eclipse season and everything around it has done and what is really going on. So to start with an update, apparently Podbean has an AI assistant now, which I have to tell you, as somebody who creates podcasts, it's really amazing because, you know, we all have this the filler words that you repeat yourself. I'm not planning in advance what is it exactly I'm going to say or how. It's never written. So as natural speech, sometimes I have these, you know, the pauses and so on and so on. So to make a long story short, I started to use AI to take away these extra irrelevant pauses and so on and so on. So you might also see older episodes that are being re-uploaded because I have redone them, yeah, revamped them with the help of AI. So that's one of the good things. Now, to get back to what I was planning to talk about today, I was planning to talk about this whole new experience. I live in an isolated area. I talk about it. It's like a resort style village on the beach with individual separate villas. And right next to me on both sides, there were two abandoned villas. Abandoned, I'm talking for the last 8 years. They were foreclosed by the bank and it was just, yeah, you can imagine the state of these villas. It isn't the villas themselves, it was mostly the garden. And this story is going to talk about isolation and this state of mind of being a hermit, which pretty much describes the way I've been feeling for the past 2 years, actually even more. I believe it started before I moved to Cyprus. But right now, in just a couple of days, on the 2nd of May, it's going to be 2 years that I moved here. And this I'm sure AI is going to delete. This conscious choice of moving to this area from the hustle and bustle of the city describes, in a way, what my soul was aiming for. So imagine an area where your two next-door neighbors don't exist. You're the only villa on this side of the street that has any occupants. Somebody lives in there. The other ones are only occupied mostly during the year, during the season, I mean the summer months, because they are Airbnb. Right opposite me, there was Linda and John that I talk about them, which was huge because I really loved having them around. But where I'm getting to with this whole story is the overgrowth, the lush vegetation of these two next door villas allowed me complete privacy, which meant the hedges were like 4 meters high, totally overgrown. I could walk around naked in the garden. I could go skinny dipping in my pool anytime I wished. I couldn't see anyone. Nobody could see into me, into my property, my garden. And this is really how I felt, because in a way, I felt very protected. This isolation, this being closed off from prying eyes really describes, really expresses how I felt, how I've been feeling in these past few years. You see, when you are anybody or everybody today, you have a certain kind of social presence, yes? And this is like my lifelong dilemma. The lonely wolf who loves company. Yeah, I love company, but I also value my privacy above probably everything else. So I live in this beautiful setting where I have no neighbors. Nobody can pry into my life. Nobody can see into my day-to-day activities, which is very liberating. On the other hand, this hermit mode is a result of how I've been feeling. Yeah, our external environment always reflects our internal goings, our internal state of mind. And all of a sudden, the mayor bought these two buildings next to me. So why is it so significant? Because all of a sudden, 2 weeks ago, they cleared out the gardens. They totally cleared out. They cut everything down. Excuse me. It's empty. Okay. They left a few bushes here and there, some trees, whatever. But I can see my neighbor. I mean, there's nobody there yet, but I can see. I can actually see into the garden, and they can see into my garden, into my balcony, all the way from the top of the street. So in a way, I had this conflict within myself of, wow, my privacy has been violated. I don't have my sanctuary anymore. Yeah, I can. It's the end of skinny dipping in the pool, and now summer is coming up. It's the end of walking around naked in the house because anybody can see. And yes, it did make me feel kind of violated. And on the other hand, it also symbolizes very clearly the end of my hermit days, the days of being isolated and by choice, yes, shutting myself out of, or shutting the world out, let's rephrase that. And it's so funny because if you are somehow, I don't know, following me through wherever, it's most likely Facebook or Tumblr or, you know, Instagram, I rarely exist. And I'm saying it on purpose. This is the conflict that I've been all my life, as I said, the lonely wolf who loves company. It's kind of like, you got to put yourself out there. You got to let people know that you are doing whatever you are doing. You're running a business. Yes, you're a coach, you're a mentor, you're a teacher. There should be, I'm saying in brackets, there should be some kind of presence so people actually discover you, which makes sense because today everybody is on social media. And this inner conflict of mine of not sharing, not being present on social media, it seems like it is coming to an end. And this whole external change of these two villas, yeah, that all of a sudden people can pry into my life, people can see into my surrounding, people can look into my every day coming and going, is very symbolic because this podcast is growing. And in a way, it does require me, from me, to build some kind of a presence. It's the conflict is real. It divides me in a way. It's like a dividing separation within me, within my soul, that I love this, in a way, isolated, closed sanctuary of staying away and going online only when I want to. But on the other hand, I always speak about authenticity, and I always talk about finding your voice and speaking up and sharing your gifts with the world. Because who are we at the end of the day, if not the collection of our life experiences? This is who we are at the end of the day. Our unique, sometimes weird way of looking at things is what makes us unique, special. So sharing this unique perspective, this unique way of looking at things, unique way of personal insights, is like the name of the game for all of us. You do it with your children. You do it with your friends. You do it with your colleagues. You do it with your family. You do it with your trainees or customers or clients. We all do that. But you know, whenever I look at social media, I see so much inauthenticity. I don't know if that word even exists. Yeah. A fake. People are just putting up these posts and you see that it isn't real. Or from my professional experience, yes, it's like all of a sudden everybody is a life coach. Everybody is a regression therapist. Everybody is, not to talk about being an English teacher, yeah? And they are all out there, but it's not real. It's not authentic. It's just not. So this inner conflict comes from this lack of satisfaction with, why should I even bother? Which is probably not really the best way of looking at it, but it is what it is. So clearing out the overgrowth from my neighboring gardens and opening the windows and opening my view, providing clarity, is a new step for me. Coming out of the cocooning stage, coming out of the transformation stage, coming out of the hermit, coming out of the person who wishes to stay behind closed doors and sharing more and more, putting yourself out there. So this is really just a very personal, internal and external transformation that has taken place here in the last just a couple of weeks, and my realizations of what it really means. I have no idea what's going to happen. I have no idea how I'm going to deal with it or in what way I'm going to become part of social media again. But it's part of the transformation. It's part of the growth process. It's part of who we are. Our constant change, our constant growth, our constant development, and our constant expansion and improvement. So this was a bit of a, yeah, this is the story. There's nothing more to it. This is just it. The neighbors tearing down the bush and what it really means from my point of view. So thank you for listening. Check out other episodes. You're welcome to just hit the button follow. It's just so easy. And then, of course, you get updated every time I post something new. In the meantime, as I always like to say, namaste. Look after yourself and speak up. Be your authentic, quirky, strange, weird self. Claim your power and have a wonderful day. Talk to you next time.